Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You, and this is the Christina Liu birthday show.
Ooh, I love it.
But we just started talking. I'm going to go back to Paula.
Okay.
Part of what I'd like to do today is the history of Project Independence Department of Services for the Aging, and how Christina came in and changed the world.
Oh my gosh. We almost missed each other. Christina and I almost missed each other because Christina was either going on vacation, I had her application from Adelphi, and our phone calls crossed, and I was like, well, I'm going to try one more time. And I remember I was
in my backyard, because I was freaking out because my placement, like normally you have your placement, and I was holding out waiting for something in a senior placement, which was like hard to come by.
Right, very rare that you can get into senior.
And then I remember being in my backyard and Paula called and I was like so happy. And she was like, oh, you know, here, I'm going to send you some material, you know, learn about a NORC and all these things.
And do you know what a NORC is? No, nobody knew because we don't really have them on the island. But so it was going to be like my last shot. I don't know why we missed each other if you were away on vacation.
I don't remember.
But you know, sometimes it happens. And she had a brilliant application. Because you have to send samples of your writing for the
and she sent a scrapbook, right?
I was just going to say.
No, but she sent her application and her sample of her writing. It was like a 5-page, brilliant. It was really like an assessment of a situation, and it was really brilliant. And I said, wow, I hope, you know, she'll be able to join. And we were brand new.
We were still
very new. But in those days...
You were brand new, so how did you know about this, Christina?
I didn't.
I
had my field intro. You know, I said, I wanted to work with seniors. And they were like, okay, we're going to look. And it was like, nothing was coming up. And all my friends were getting placements. And I was like, oh my God, like, why am I don't have a placement? And they had just started. And luckily, you know, when she told me about the program, you know, they were just, it was cool because it was the beginnings. And there was this community organizing piece to it.
Okay,
well, that was my goal. Because literally the first month, I was told I had to have interns in what then was a model, rotation model.
Okay.
And that meant I had to have like 4 interns at a time. We were just brand new, Project Independence, the NORC. And I had those 4 interns and I had asked for, you know, somebody more. We rotated in. Every 4 months, I got a whole new set of interns. So you would just be at that sweet spot in training where people are getting it. Then they would rotate out. That didn't work. It was a Hartford grant from Adelphi, so that didn't work. So then the next go-round, I asked for, you know, an MSW student and, you know, someone interested in aging. And because people just get rotated in.
Okay.
You know, you
don't
necessarily, and there's very few field opportunities in aging. So Christina was waiting for one, and I was looking for one.
So this was lucky for both then.
Yeah, it was just like
lucky.
Timing. It really was. Everything literally was like the perfect timing.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to start from scratch, that I wasn't going to get to Christina. And then Christina came in for an interview with myself and Evelyn at Town Hall.
Yep, I remember. And I remember being so sick.
Poor Christina.
I was like so deathly sick, and I was like, you just need to like get through this. But it was like that like loopy.
We're
like,
going to interrupt you. Hold on to your sickness.
Oh. Is someone calling in?
Who do we have?
Hello?
Should try to work.
Oh, it's very suspenseful.
Oh. And the second one didn't work.
That's the second one.
All right, well.
I'm having trouble with the phone.
Is your cell phone out, John?
My cell phone,
Because people may be calling us.
Okay.
And then we'll put it on speaker.
Yeah,
that's probably how it's going to work.
Yes, so we don't know. Yeah, so anyway, that's how we started. Evelyn and I interviewed Christina, and she was just as delightful as you can imagine. But I think, were you 20? I mean, you were young.
Yeah, so probably 24.
Very young. Very young. And
yes,
it was very interesting because then Barbara would drive Christina to field, and then she would pull up.
Okay, we have a birthday caller in. Sorry, so we're going to be interrupting.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
fine.
This is for the birthday, right? It's nothing else. You're not going to say anything bad. Okay, you're live on the radio.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, hi, this is Gia.
Oh, hey, Gia.
Hi, I am calling to wish my favorite happy young lady a happy birthday.
Thanks, G.
I just want to tell you that I am so happy and so privileged to have your smiley face working with me every day.
Oh, thanks, Gia.
Oh, Gia, I didn't hear it was. Okay.
All right, Gia, go tend to your sick child.
Oh,
Oh, is somebody sick at home?
All right. Happy birthday, Mom, lady.
Bye.
Thanks, Gia.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Good weekend.
Now we're trying. Another one's coming in at the same time, so let's give this a shot and see what happens.
Okay.
Hello?
Getting anything, Christina?
No.
All right.
Whatever. When in doubt, call the cell phone.
Yeah, so everybody's got our cell phone numbers, so just keep calling those.
Okay.
We'll get back to the Paula.
Okay. You want me to keep talking?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, no.
Give me the honor.
Go for it, Paula. Go for it.
Paula, I'm going to give you a break. Jimmy, you want to talk for a second? What I'd like to know, if you want to, is how you felt Christina was going to get involved with seniors and her ability and what she was doing in her life.
Hello?
Just as a youth.
Well,
I'm sorry, Doug.
Wait,
hi, so we've got a phone call coming in. I'm going to put you on speaker. Get ready. And here you go, Christina.
Hello?
Happy birthday, Christina.
Hey, Kim.
How are you?
Good. Are you home or are you still away?
I am still in an undisclosed area somewhere in the United States along the East Coast.
I like it.
But I dropped everything I was doing, even my children, to make sure I got to wish you a happy birthday. Hopefully they are not terrorizing an entire restaurant with their father.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's quite the soiree over here.
Well, this is what happens when you turn 21.
I love it.
Did I mention you were my favorite?
You said that on the last call.
I said you were 19.
All right, my dear. Thank you. Thank you so much. Kisses to the family. Have fun.
I think she hung up.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. So now we're going back to Jimmy in reference to, as a father, watching your daughter grow up and Christina turning out to have been or is the most caring person. Was that something, or was she just a nasty little brat?
No, not Christina. No. She was always very compassionate about elderly people, whether it was my grandparents, her grandparents, both my mother and my wife's mother and father's. Pop-Pop, my father, she used to hang out with him when she was little, and she'd always want a piece of a steak. Every time.
I always
time
had her expensive taste. As
and she don't, but she always knew how to cling. She always hung out with elderly people and normally wanted to. She wasn't like upset to have them do it. It was a pleasure to her, except for her father, but whatever. we did everything together until the day she came 13. When she became a teenager, then I go to put my hand on her head. Don't touch me. Don't touch my hand. What happened to you? But she was always a pleasure.
Yeah. No, it's true. I was
never
very blessed because my grandparents, I spent a lot of time with them. My parents were working. So, both on my mom and my dad's side. So, I think that's how it all started, really. I really do.
Yeah. It always comes from something that if you look back and you try to figure it out, it's like, how did I get involved?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the good fortune for Project Independence.
Thank you, Otto.
Somebody with the compassion you have is involved with this program.
Yeah, well, I love it. So it's a blessing all around.
Hello.
Right. God, Beck's getting another call in.
Oh.
I'm waiting for it to not be related to the birthday
show. I'm going to put you on speakerphone, please. And I'm going to hand you, and you will be live on the air. That's right.
Hello?
Hello. Happy birthday.
Hey!
We hope you have a wonderful birthday. Call me.
Who is that?
This is my friend Kristen.
Oh, okay.
And
criminals.
My goddaughter.
Leamy.
You're on the radio.
What do you mean,
no? I like Colleen said, no.
Is Rocky there also?
Are you guys watching Barney?
Thank you. For calling.
Well, kiss my baby. Kiss my Sarah, my Leanie, and Rocky. Say hello to.
There's another one coming in now.
Okay.
Sarah.
Hold on. All right, boo.
Oh, this one's coming through.
Have a wonderful birthday.
All right, love you, honey. I'll see you tomorrow.
Love you too.
Bye, babe.
Should work.
Okay, we have one. I think that's coming through. How's this one going? Got anything,
hello?
Adam?
Hello. No.
No.
We lost it.
Call Rebecca Sal.
Yes.
Oh, call Rebecca.
Just call myself.
6-7-5-0-9
I will be blocking everyone after the show.
Is that a real phone or is that one of those toy phones?
No, it's real. I don't know
what's happening.
Maybe it's
normally, you know, when you it lights up, you take it off the saddle or whatever you call it, and then it goes into the earphone.
We'll make it work.
I'm
still trying to figure it out.
That's fine.
You sure it's plugged in?
Yeah.
The only negative with using that anyway is the only person who hears it is the person who has the earphones.
Oh, yeah, nobody else can hear it.
That's right. But on the speakerphone, it doesn't carry as well on the speakerphone. So this is definitely the better way to use it.
We have to get Dan to invest in one of those conference phones that goes.
That would be nice. You're right. That would be the concept.
Yeah, Dan, I mean, really, what is he waiting for?
Yeah. So to our listeners, this is the action that goes on behind the scenes when you're trying to get people to call in.
So we ended with that last call.
Someone's calling me now.
Oh, so there's another call coming in.
This is clearly not scripted.
Oh, no. I want to find out why Christina rejected a dad at 13. We're coming back to that.
Aunt Susan?
She's called already.
Yeah.
You did call in live. You were on the radio, Aunt Susan.
You only get one.
Oh, well, you didn't hear it because you were talking into the radio.
I'll give her a recording.
You know what? We're going to send you the archive so you can hear the whole interview.
And Aunt Susan's the best, right? That's your best favorite aunt.
That is. Susan just wants her claim to fame again.
Okay, let me give you to Christina for one more shout out. One more shout out to Aunt Susan.
Hello, Sue.
Hi. It sounds great, and your father is doing a great job.
Really?
He really is.
Are you with Kitty?
She's downstairs. Okay. I'm up there. She said, well, I wanted to add a story if I can.
Go ahead.
Good.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
I really should, you know, I hear it getting crazy.
I've got a voicemail coming in.
That's okay.
You can't hear yourself.
There's a delay. That's very interesting. Anyways, I wanted to add a story about Christina and her interest and her joy in older people. Notice I don't say elderly anymore. When you get to that ranks of that class, you stop saying elderly and you say older Americans.
That's right. That's what our Romeos do.
But when you were a little girl, I don't know if you remember this, but I used to do a nursing home ministry with a church.
Yes.
I belonged to at the time. And Christina was really... She was a very young girl.
Aunt Sue.
We're about to hit a commercial break.
We have to go. This is a legal commercial we have to take. Okay. So hold on. We'll come back because we want to get the story. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.